Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That song has to get you stirred up a bit. From the amazing Dr. Billy Taylor and his trio in 1964, that was the tune I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, to begin this new hour of neon jazz together. And Billy wasn't merely a pianist and composer. He was a visionary and one of the finest champions jazz has ever had. More specifically, he saw the creation and formation of the great Jazzmobile, the focus of this next hour of jazz together. The history, music, and thoughts from the current organizational director, Robin Bell Stevens. So Jazzmobile is the first U.S. not-for-profit arts and cultural organization created just for jazz. The outfit is based in New York and was founded in 1964 by not only Taylor, but by an arts patron and founder of the Harlem Cultural Council, Daphne Arnstein. And their vision together has been to bring jazz to the largest possible audience by producing concerts, festivals, and special events worldwide. This is what Robin had to say about the beginnings.
One of the reasons why Billy decided to create Jazzmobile, he was very active in the civil rights movement and worked very closely with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Billy actually wrote a song, and whenever Billy would show up at a rally or a special presentation where Dr. King was speaking, he would turn to Billy and say, hey, play that jazzy gospel song for me. And that song, which a lot of your listeners I'm sure know, was called I Wish I Would Know How It Would Feel to Be Free. And that became sort of a theme song, if you will.
So this titan of jazz good has brought and continues to bring stellar jazz performances and educational programs to residents serving over 100,000 people in New York City annually. Whether on the street, in the park, or at a major concert hall here or abroad, Jazzmobile works in partnership to get all of this done. Whether on the street, in a park, or at a major concert hall here or abroad, Jazzmobile works in partnership to get it all done. Whether it's workshops, master classes, lecture demonstrations, or art enrichment programs, they are training the next generation of jazz vocalists and musicians and exposing youth to this vibrant art form. And over the years, I have heard firsthand from many modern jazz cats about how much Jazzmobile is meant to them. So, let's keep on learning about this great organization. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has one of the finest and most popular jazz shrines in the entire world, the Mutual Musicians Foundation, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Starting the motor on the Jazzmobile, this travel on down this road of rich history. So we are going to begin our look into the cats that have made and influenced Jazzmobile, and this is one of the big ones, the great Jimmy Heath. He was a huge architect of good all around. This is the 1961 tune, Old Fashioned Fun, and that's it, my friends. That's it. That was the talented, enigmatic, and always cool Sun Ra with the tune Brainville. So since 1964, Jazzmobile has been presenting free outdoor summer mobile concerts, bringing jazz musicians to the five boroughs of New York City, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Essex County, New Jersey, Westchester County, and several cities in upstate New York. And Robin talked at great length about how the aim was to help. Have a listen.
So he really wanted to bring this jazz music into those neighborhoods in Harlem where there was some unrest going on. And in addition, he wanted to bring the music to the people that actually nurtured jazz music when it came into New York and helped to develop it and create it. Minton's Playhouse, which some of your listeners may be aware of, was right here in Harlem, and that's where Thelonious Monk founded bebop, and with Max Roach and others. So he really felt connected to the Harlem community and jazz specifically.
Speaking of, live from Harlem, here's the great sax cat, Patience Higgins, with the Sugar Hill Quartet in 2009 with the tune Up Jump Spring on this Jazzmobile Hour of Music. Thank you.
Hi, this is Robin Bell Stevens from New York, director of Jazzmobile, the oldest not-for-profit organization in the country created just for jazz, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That there was the Dean of the Jazz Bass, Mr. Milt Hinton, with the tune Sometimes I'm Happy off the 1990 CD Old Man Time. So in the very beginnings of Jazzmobile, back in the 1960s, John Coltrane, Jimmy Heath, Dizzy Gillespie, Horace Silver, Varroa Sanders, Albert Ayler, Archie Shepp, Sun Ra, and Cecil Taylor played in these neighborhood festivals. And it was with this initial crop of cats that fueled the desires of many more legions of jazz cats that came out of their love of jazz and teachings. So Robin talked about how the mission has been constant with Jazzmobile.
But throughout all of this time, from 1964 to today, Summerfest has continued every year, as have the education program has continued every year as our core programs. But also during this time, we instituted some other new programs that were meant to have a finite beginning and a finite end. So they were done more as a test to see, okay, is there an audience for this? And an audience with a capital A, meaning obviously in terms of sustainability for the audience to come and support it, as well as sponsorship to come and support it. And is it relevant to what our mission is?
Here's another key cat in the Jazzmobile lineage. This is the great trombonist Benny Powell with the tune I Tried and Tried off the 2008 CD Next Step, right here on your Friends in Jazz, Neon Jazz. Thank you.
join Joe Domino. Catch his show on Leon Jazz. It's fantastic.
That was a formative jazz figure on the guitar, George Benson, with the 1976 song Benson Burner. So as the decades have gone by, Jazzmobile has only gained in acclaim and respect from the jazz world and the communities that they tirelessly serve. Back in 1990, Jazzmobile had a well-deserved tribute concert for Dr. Billy Taylor as a part of the JVC Jazz Festival that featured Nancy Wilson, Ahmad Jamal Trio, and the Terrence Blanchard Quintet. This concert was a testament to Dr. Taylor's longevity, and Robin had some thoughts on the enduring relevancy of Jazzmobile.
Many of our followers appreciate the music, the fact that we bring high-quality free programming to locations that are accessible, and they're accessible in that you can come with your children, you can come, you know, by yourself, you can come and with your dancing shoes, and you can swing dance on a plaza or on the street. And it's, again, it's all for free.
We move into another veteran jazz cat big in the Jazzmobile lore, trumpeter Joe Newman with the tune This Time the Dream's on Me off the tasty 2011 CD I Feel Like a Newman.
Thank you. Sonny Rollins. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was a bassist that made his mark deep in the jazz world, Richard Davis, with the tune Little Benny. So along with being a jazz beacon, Jazzmobile has always brought on a positive economic impact on the communities that it serves. Another testament to their well-rounded power as a leader of providing overall good, not just in jazz, but in communities in general. As we march towards our inevitable end on this hour of looking into Jazzmobile, here is the modern-day jazz piano cat Jeb Patton with the tune Dream Dancin' off the 2016 CD, New Strides.
Thank you.
And we would like to take a moment as the Neon Jazz entity to thank Jazzmobile. They represent all that is not only good within the amazing world of jazz, but in the world as we know it. And we look forward to all the innovation, teaching, concerts, and overall influence that they will yield. Great job. Good luck and thank you. It's been our honor to profile such a hip venture. But before we leave into our final track from the modern day sax cat TK Blue with the 2011 song Chi-Chi, we hear from Robin Bell Stevens one last time about the Jazzmobile legacy.
I think the simple answer is that we were true to the mission created by our founders, Dr. Billy Taylor, Daphne Ornstein, and of course, Jimmy Heath. But we did that by growing the appreciation for the music, by growing the number of people that are following it, if you will, as audience members. We have grown the number of people that are playing it professionally, and that it has also continued to grow in stature and appreciation as a cultural art form, not only here in the U.S., but around the world.
Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer and a hip cat all the time, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Throw us a show suggestion like this here with Jazzmobile. We'd love to hear about it. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.